You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know how some people have this flushed, light complexion? You know, they always kind of looked a little flushed, right? Kind of like, I don't know, Bill Clinton always looks a little red or something. Well, if you flush after drinking, it could point to you having high blood pressure. So we'll talk about that. You know, I always like to kind of give you guys a little tips here on how to diagnose your friends, right? We talked about that Frank sign, that that little crease in the earlobe, that little diagonal crease, that diagonal line in the earlobe could mean that your friend has heart disease or high cholesterol. So when you see that, tell him to go and get the doctor checked. Those kinds of things are cool. So I want to talk about that. Then remember there was a Brazilian student who auctioned off her virginity for about $700,000, $780,000? Well, I guess now she's trying to re-auction off her virginity for $1.5 million. Now, I don't know how you could re-auction off virginity already having had one sale, but she claims she didn't have sex in the first place. So she could auction off her virginity twice. Looks like many more people are using breast MRI to look at breast cancer. It's a phenomenal test. But, of course, once we start using an expensive test, somebody starts to complain and gripe and tell us not to do it. So we got to talk about that. Then, you know, many of us take an aspirin a day. And some of us were just told, we'll just take the aspirin whenever the hell we want to. Well, now there's a study. You know, notice the doctors are talking like that now. You know, originally, like years ago, it was like, oh, very pleased to meet you, Mr. Jones. Have a seat. I would like you to administer your medicine twice a day. Now, with all this Obamacare and doctors being underpaid and patients grumpy for the wait and everybody in a rush and nobody's iPhone working and everybody out of battery and hungry and eating too much gluten and having too much gas, people are just telling each other, you know, I really couldn't give a flippin' frog when you take it. Just take the guy's darn medicine and don't ask me any more questions. Well, for those of you who doctors had told you that they don't give a flippin' frog, there actually is a little bit of science to it. And they're saying, maybe take that baby aspirin right before you go to bed, because that could reduce morning heart attacks. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I apologize, man. We have been flooded with sick people. It's been a pretty, pretty hectic time in the clinic. Hope you guys don't get sick. Hope you guys are getting your flu shots. I think flu season is here. We haven't seen full blown, but I've had already two cases of the flu yesterday walking in, so it's a coming. If I sound a little snotty today, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be snotty. I'm usually pretty down to earth. It just, gosh, those boogers keep coming. Okay, so why don't we talk about this? I don't understand this. Katerina Migliorini. She's 21 years old, and I guess she had auctioned off her virginity. Now, there were two people. I'm trying to remember who this one was. Remember there was one who auctioned it off because her mother was sick. So she was trying to raise money for her mother was sick. Then another one I thought was going to be on a TV show. Remember? And then they were upset about the TV show. So I'm not sure which one this is. She said, Miss Migliorini previously said she wanted to give 90% of the final auction sale price to a non-governmental organization constructing modern houses in her southern home state of Santa Catarina. However, she claims she was never given the money, but she didn't lose her virginity. And the organization has yet to receive her help. So in October last year, an anonymous, I guess, bidder, Natsu, who's 53 years old, a Japanese millionaire had fended off strong competition, according to Daily Mail, from American bidders Jack Miller and Jack Wright. I don't think these guys are real names, okay? I think that, you know. And then there was a Rudra Chatterjee. And I guess this gentleman outbid. She was supposed to, from what I remember, have sex in an airplane. I guess so you couldn't be in trouble over state lines for prostitution. And I guess, oh, here it is. So this is the one with the TV show, the Australian documentary entitled Virgins Wanted, all right, in which I guess the producer was exploring the lives of certain people, even a man who auctioned off his virginity. Now, how much did the man make? The man made $3,000. When Miss Migliorini went to her bidder, who was about $780,000, okay, she claims that the gentleman that bid did not match the description. So she said, hold the phone, this ain't happening. She also said that none of the traveling expenses were paid. She was supposed to have her traveling expenses paid. So now she thinks that this Natsu doesn't exist. Natsu is not a Nazi. Natsu was supposed to be the Japanese bidder. And that the auction was just a ploy to gain media coverage for the documentary. So basically she's upset that there was nobody to have sex with. And she had to fly coach on her own dime. Now, okay, I'm not much to give employment advice, but if I could just throw my two cents out there to this Miss Migliorini, all right, you probably, unless you have an ironclad contract, it's probably not going to be a successful business transaction. Now, I don't know much about auctioning off virginity, okay? I think I lost my virginity before I even knew how to spell it. So, no, I'm joking. Okay, I was a good girl. All right, so anyway, the documentary was announced back in May 2010, and it would conclude, okay, so the big, the season finale, like Walking Dead or Breaking Bad, the big season finale would be both virgins having sex. Now, wouldn't that be a cool twist if the virgins had sex with each other? What I don't think this producer realizes is we really don't give a damn. We are so bored with the subject. So anyway, now she's trying to shoot for $1.5 million because she really doesn't want to travel coach. And as we all know, flights have gone up in price. Okay, when we come back, one of you asked me about Addison's disease with John F. Kennedy. I want to quickly review that and go through some medical problems of our presidents. Pretty interesting stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we are observing and memorializing the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, such a tragic, tragic day. We're getting lots of accounts of what happened at the hospital. And, you know, I urge you, if the footage is still there, one of my favorite colleagues in broadcasting, Ron Futrell, had on his website at Locals Las Vegas the actual footage of the news broadcast when the world was stunned and shocked at the news that John F. Kennedy had been shot, and we were trying to find out the status of the president. And it was the real footage, the real time. It's like a 2-hour clip. I'm not sure if he still has it on his website at Locals of Vegas, where you're watching a soap opera. So it's the 1960s, obviously 63. You're watching the soap opera, and then all of a sudden what breaks in is some news saying, you know, we have some news out of, and I'm going to try to get all of the clips so I can play some of this for you, but it's 2 hours long. You know, we got some news, some breaking news about the president. There seems to be an injury or an accident. We'll keep you posted. Again, then it goes back to the soap opera that was on, you know, and you just kind of see, the soap opera really wasn't that good a one, you know, some woman and some man, you know, they really weren't doing any lovey-dovey. In the 60s, it was more like, you know, they were talking about, I don't know, something, I don't know, Cold War, who knows? And then it starts to go back, and you see reporters, and they show a lot of footage of the luncheon that the president and Jackie were going to. And there was this luncheon that he was supposed to speak at. So as he was driving through the streets of Dallas, he was getting to the place where he was going to be speaking. So you see everybody, they're all excited, and you see the plates and the, I mean, it looked like a huge event, hundreds of people there, et cetera. And then we start getting a little bit more information. All right, Walter Cronkite coming on and talking, and, you know, they start to tell us that it's an accident, okay, he was shot, but, you know, he's stable, they're giving him fluids and things like that. So you're hearing all of this. Now, of course, later, what we come to find out, that unfortunately, the damage that was done to JFK was noticeably seen immediately, and the doctors didn't know what to do. But to the press, to the media, we were told that at the time that, you know, they're working on him type of thing. Okay, even though, like I said, you know, with the governor, that they were, you know, they were able to work on him, but unfortunately with the president, they moved into a room and they didn't know where to even begin. I mean, it was chaos and it was utter shock. As you're watching this 2-hour video, you start to hear that family members of the Kennedy family, like Eunice, is being called, and Eunice has to travel. Eunice is on her way now to the airport to travel to get to Dallas. And as you're watching this in real time, you're actually sitting there going, oh, I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it. I mean, you completely forget that you're right now in 2013. So you're watching this. I was glued to my computer screen for 2 hours wanting to know what happened. I mean, I know he was shot. I know he died that day. But watching this footage, you ended up being there in real time wanting to have that hope. I mean, that's how amazing, I mean, and how surreal that moment was, frightening. And so then you hear, like, Eunice is on her way to the airport. You're like, oh, my gosh, I hope she hurries because I want her to be able to see him while he's still alive. And you had seen some footage of Jackie as they go back through some of the footage of, you know, Jackie, how when John F. Kennedy was first shot in the neck, you know, he slumps down. She looks to him as, what's going on? You had a bystander, one of the people that was very famous, I guess the one in the blue coat, who took a Polaroid, said she could hear her scream, oh my gosh, he's been shot. Then the next shot that had unfortunately blown off part of his face, Jackie starts to run for her life. I mean, she leaps to the back of the car to get off. I mean, where is she going to go? She just leaps out. Now, from what I understand, in the 60s, everybody was told she was going to the security guy to try to get him to help and bring him back. Yet, when you watch the footage and you see the real-time video, I don't blame her. I mean, the husband's face starts to, unfortunately, explode. She's got to run. I mean, they are under attack. And, of course, the security guard said, no, get back in the car because we need to race everybody to the hospital. That's the best. And he was right. Get back in the car so they can move the car fast, get everybody out of there to safety, stay down, et cetera. And so it was just a horrifying moment. And, you know, then you watch Walter Cronkite, of course, get all, teary-eyed. And it was just, it's something you need to watch because you're experiencing one of the darkest times in American history in real time, and you know what the country was going through on that fateful day in November 1963. Now, as we're hearing about, you know, conspiracies and all this other thing, one thing that was very, very, though, interesting when I was watching this 2-hour clip, and I've told you guys about this, is a couple times, and they weren't trying to, I don't think, start anything conspiracy-wise, but then again, I mean, I don't know much about the media back then. I mean, I understand what the media does now. But they had talked about how remarkable it was. And thank heavens, they were saying that the car that Lyndon B. Johnson was in had miraculously slowed down prior to any of this happening. They said, as fate would have it, Lyndon B. Johnson's car had slowed down. If it hadn't slowed down, he could have been in the line of the firing. And then, of course, they start talking about how Lyndon B. Johnson is really well-loved in Dallas and all that. So you're watching this going, are they trying to think, trying to tell us that this was a Lyndon B. Johnson supporter? Are they trying to tell us that something... that this was associated with LBJ, that somebody in LBJ's court knew this was going to happen, so they purposely slowed down. So you're watching this going, what are they trying to tell us? And then you're like, no. They couldn't be starting to do yellow journalism now. There's been yellow journalism forever. Well, I really didn't get that part, but that was just very interesting to bring up. And then finally you hear where they actually announced that actually John F. Kennedy is dead. And that's probably when they finally, you know, determined and were able to come up with a statement on what to tell the public. Now, there's tons of documentaries out on the bullets and how there could be two different bullets and the way the bullet ricocheted off the neck and how he was shot, and it's horribly tragic. And we'll give you guys more information later this week on some of the medical details that came out. But one of you had asked me about the Addison's disease. Okay, you know, how John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease, and, you know, what is that? Well, we knew that John F. Kennedy was very, very tan, right? Okay, he also had a little bit more of a round shape to his face. Very, very handsome man. But Addison's disease is where you don't produce enough hormones coming out of your adrenals. All right? They don't produce enough cortisol. You don't have enough aldosterone. And so if you don't take hormone replacement, it could be life-threatening, okay? You also could have a variety of issues. Like, we understand that John F. Kennedy suffered from low back pain, certain muscle weakness, etc. He could also have low blood pressure. Sometimes you could have muscle pain, joint pain, nausea, vomiting. Sugars could drop because cortisol increases blood sugar. And of course, your potassium could be a huge issue. So he had a medical bag that always had to be brought and always had to be with him for his supplementation. I'm not sure if it was certain steroids, if it was certain potassium, etc. I don't know if, and I'm sure it differed on certain trips, but that was always important. He always had to have his medical bag. And they hit it really well. I mean, he was a very healthy man, but later we knew more about that he was suffering from this endocrinologic disease. And, you know, so I decided to look up, and we're probably going to talk more on break, what other medical conditions did many of our past presidents have. Now, there was some question on George Washington having syphilis. All right, I still have yet to find an actual source explaining that. Okay, there has been some talk that George Washington, our first president, possibly had diphtheria. He had a tuberculosis of his vas deferens, we've been told. I don't know much about that, but apparently it caused sterility. He had bloody diarrhea because of tuberculosis bothering his bowels. He also had recurrent attacks of malaria. I mean, this man was a strong man. There was some issues of he actually had some what we think to be some sleep apnea. I mean, this is pretty cool stuff. And if somebody like, okay, why are we talking about George Washington's medical problems? I think this stuff is kind of cool. Okay, and again, I mean, he lived a good long life, but you know, there. I want to just when we come back, just quickly review some of the medical issues that some of our most famous presidents have had. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
As I walk along, I wonder. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, every now and then, we talk about the medical issues of our presidents. We had done an 80s day on The Dr. Dahlia Show where we actually went in kind of real time during the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan. And, you know, we talked about what was going on in the 80s, how Diet Coke was just coming out, and people were really excited that there's a Coca-Cola that's sugar. sugar-free and a variety of things. And that was, I think, one of my favorite shows I've ever done on the show. But every now and then we talk about the medical issues of the presidents. And these are public. Okay, these were publicly already acknowledged by the media type of issues, okay? Whether somebody has anything really, really private, I don't really want to go into that. So these are things that many of you have probably already heard, okay? So nothing that I would, because I think people's medical issues are private. And what I understand is if something is reported, either the president has allowed it, okay, and it's already been cleared through the White House press secretary, or it's after they have passed, and then people say, well, you know, when we looked at the body, et cetera. So, like, I think Thomas Jefferson had an enlarged prostate, okay, in his last year of life. So, I mean, who didn't, you know, if they lived up to a certain age? So, you know, I'm looking here at, now, the many sites, however, in the past have not put all the presidents in one website, okay? You had to kind of look up individually what happened with Ronald Reagan, Benjamin Franklin. We had to look up people individually, okay? But with this one site, it's called DrZebra.com. And I've been doing research on this to try to double check the references, and it looks pretty damn good. Pretty damn good, okay? So let's start with our current president, Barack Obama, okay? Apparently, we know that he's been pretty healthy. Okay, I guess there was an issue, they say, where he had developed diarrhea back in 1988 while visiting Kenya. He was given an herbal preparation for treatment. We don't know if it was effective. My guess is it is because I don't think Barack Obama has chronic diarrhea. I guess there's been some concern that Barack Obama snores. We aren't sure if he has sleep apnea, but that has been put as one of his medical issues. His physician's letter said apparently his cholesterol, EKG, PSA, and all that look good. So overall, he's pretty healthy, which makes me think this has been very, very screened. Of course, there was some talk that he had used marijuana and blow in high school. He was dissuaded from injecting heroin because he was worried about the air bubble. This is being reported by, I'm trying to look up the site, Barack Obama Dreams from My Father. Okay. And then he had, I guess, chickenpox. He had measles while living in Indonesia. And that's really it. Not very too excited about Barack Obama. Good. We want him healthy. Okay. George Bush, known to have his appendix taken out. Tonsillectomy taken out. Pretty physically fit. He's blood type O. That's kind of interesting. And, you know, there's a lot of presidents that are Bush, blood type O. I think even his father is blood type O. All right. There had been some talk about alcohol. Apparently, during his 2000 presidential campaign, there was talk about President George W. the Jr., right, with cocaine. I don't remember that. I don't remember. He had actinic keratosis, certain precancerous skin lesions. Okay. He had noted that he smoked an occasional cigar. And what was really famous about him is he had a couple colonic polyps. Remember in the late 90s, we all had to hear that he had a couple polyps taken out right before he became president. Okay. Yeah. Now, he also has the earlobe crease on the right. Now, remember, George Bush had recently had a stent in his heart, right? All right, he had some recent, this isn't posted on this because this was really, really recent, but he had some coronary artery disease, President George W. Bush. Well, that earlobe crease, that Frank sign, can show that there's a that there's an issue with high cholesterol or cardiovascular disease. And we've talked about that earlobe crease. Let me know if you need me to post any new pictures of that on Facebook. There's also been a study about hair in the ear. If you have hair in the ear canal, that was a study back in 2003 that could also report coronary artery disease. Apparently, he has hair in his ears. I really don't want to think about it. Bill Clinton, okay, had some knee issues, has been known to have cardiac arrest, kind of has that flushing in his face. At one time, I guess he was diagnosed with rectal bleeding. This was Bill Clinton. Let me see what I have on that one. I really don't know if I want to go into that. Oh, that was in 1984. He had a colonoscopy because he had some rectal bleeding. Yeah, and he had his tonsils taken out at age 6. That's why he talks like this. George Bush Sr., of course, blood type O. He had mild glaucoma, concerns that he was dying his hair, some atrial fibrillation, Graves' disease, which is high thyroid. And then, of course, we all know about the Japan puke. All right. Ronald Reagan had an enlarged prostate, had prostate stones, history of a femur fracture, had some jaw issues. He's also blood type O. O positive. Concerns that he dyed his hair. I don't mind. I think he looked handsome no matter what. And then, of course, Alzheimer's. Start to have Alzheimer's. Now, this is interesting. This is something I didn't know. Jimmy Carter. Okay, Jimmy Carter's sisters, brothers, and father died of pancreatic cancer. Mother had pancreatic bone and breast cancer. Now, I don't know of him having pancreatic cancer issues, but there might have been some environmental agent, they think, which is why his sisters, brother, and father died of pancreatic cancer, and mother died of pancreatic bone and breast cancer. Somebody like Jimmy Carter's family should probably have the BRCA gene testing, because the BRCA gene testing for men and women will show breast cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. Gerald Ford, issues with his clumsiness, but he was probably the most athletic president, worked out a lot. They said he had probably some of the most significant facial aging in office. Had some pneumonia, pacemaker, angioplasty. Richard Nixon had phlebitis, from what we understand. All right. More prone to blood clots. Apparently he had phlebitis, inflammation of either a superficial vessel or a deeper vessel on his trip to Japan back in the 60s. And then he had a clot and pulmonary embolism. Somebody like President Nixon, my guess, would probably have the genetic predisposition to getting blood clots when you kind of look at that. That's why any of you that have ever had a blood clot in your leg, you need to get the genetic testing to see if you are more prone for stroke. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is the Dr. Dalia Show. We're talking about medical conditions of past presidents. Lyndon B. Johnson had angina. He was a type A personality. I think he had his gallbladder taken out. John F. Kennedy, we talked about, was very famous for Addison's disease, did have some complications to his steroids, possible celiac disease. Said there might have been some issues with depression. He also had, I believe, some issues when he had been fighting in the war. I want to look that up. Dwight D. Eisenhower. This is very interesting. Many of us didn't realize that. But even though he had, I think he had multiple heart attacks, and we're also being told that he might have had Crohn's disease. That's kind of interesting. I mean, I could talk about bowel obstructions of the presidents and a whole variety of things. I should probably take a president at a time. Because it gets even more and more interesting as we go deeper, right? We know about Franklin D. Roosevelt and polio, et cetera. He had hypertensive cardiomyopathy. All right. Even though he had a hemorrhage to the brain that everybody thinks was due to blood pressure, we also know that he had malignant melanoma. They think maybe he died from that. Going back to some of the older presidents, John Adams, I believe, was one of the first presidents to be inoculated with smallpox to prevent smallpox. So vaccination was introduced back then. He and the whole family, I know one of his children, I think, got sick. There was a milk diet he was put on. He had depression, a variety of issues. So, you know, we'll spend more time. Okay, the butt boils. The buttock boils was Thomas Jefferson. He had boils on his butt. Yeah, he thought it was from riding a horse one day. All right, guys, I'm going to save this website. This is fascinating. DrZebra.com. Thank you. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right. Hey, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to go to your iPhone store, your Android store for free. Download the Dr. Dahlia app. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. Usually replays previous shows. You learn a lot. It is worth it. Very easy to listen to while you're working out, drive, jog, etc. Okay? Working out's important. I work out listening to my show. I cringe a lot going, I said that? So, an apple a day keeps a doctor away. Some of you think an aspirin a day keeps a doctor away. But when should you take that aspirin? Well, this one study, very, very interesting, is saying maybe we need to take that aspirin at night rather than in the morning. Now, the American Heart Association recommends that people at high risk for having a heart attack should be taking a daily low dose of aspirin. Okay? So, let's say you have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, over 40 for a man, 50 over a 50 for a female. And the reason why is aspirin keeps platelets from forming clots. It kind of thins the blood also. So, if you can't form clots, then when you have that little rupture of the plaque, then you don't seem to then block up that whole artery when you're having plaque rupture. Therefore, you're able to get oxygen where it needs to. So, aspirin has been a mainstay, for us and our prevention of heart disease. But researchers in the Netherlands looked at 290 patients with heart disease who were already taking aspirin. They had participants take 100 milligrams of aspirin either after they woke up in the morning or at bedtime during 2 3-month periods. At the end of each period, they measured participants' blood pressure and platelet activity. Blood pressure was not reduced by taking aspirin before bed, but blood platelet activity was reduced significantly in the morning if people had taken the aspirin the night before because it takes a while to work. Now, platelet activity is the highest in the morning, which is also, coincidentally, the time when most people get their heart attacks. The most common time for heart attacks is between 4 and 5 a.m. in the morning. Now, of course, some of us, like I live in Nevada, I live in Las Vegas. So a lot of you guys wake up at 2 in the afternoon, right? Because you finish your shift. I get that. But basically, for any other non-24-hour community, usually the first thing in the morning is when the heart attacks happen. My father died first thing in the morning. Heart attacks and strokes happen then. Or unfortunately, many people will wake up to their spouse who had died. So what about taking aspirin the night before? Now, many of us doctors have already known this because we've been talking to you about taking your cholesterol medicine at night. Much of your cholesterol is made at night, but we also know that certain cholesterol medications help seal the plaque, help prevent that arterial plaque from ripping off. So many of us tell you to take your cholesterol medicine at night. Well, then why not? If it doesn't mix with your cholesterol medicine, maybe take your aspirin at night. Now, some of you have said, well, wait a second, I was told not to take it at night, but take it in the morning when I had eaten something because aspirin could bother the stomach. You're 100% right. That's why we never told you guys to take it at night. But now they're saying, wait a second, well, if you got some food in your stomach, maybe from dinner, maybe go for it. So I got to tell you, this all makes sense. But if you are more prone to stomach disease and stomach ulcers, etc., you may not be on aspirin to begin with. So this is usually for the population that can't take aspirin. We like the enteric-coated aspirin, your ICASA. Right? So, cuando está en su casa, use ICASA. You know, you could use the ICASA. Now, if you're like, oh, wait a second, I'm going to forget because I like to have sex before I go to bed, and I'm going to forget to stop and take an aspirin, I don't care. Just take it during the day. But if you do take nighttime medications, not a bad idea. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, wait a second. Okay, if one aspirin helps with some of the platelets, then maybe I should take multiple aspirin. You got to be careful here. Okay, if your doctor only says a baby aspirin, then only take a baby aspirin. Okay, anticoagulation with Coumadin or Lovenox or Plavix, that's a nice thing. Okay, it's nice. It's something we do for our AFib patients, for our chronic clotting patients. Yeah, it's nice. But I don't want you walking around as an easy bleeder. Okay, I have a patient right now who has a couple stents. Doctor put him on Plavix. And the doctor had put him on Plavix to kind of thin the blood, and unfortunately he was golfing, and just a golf swing caused him to rupture a little mini blood vessel, and boom, I mean, he has bleeding, I mean, he has bruising all over his arm. He did nothing. He gets a paper cut, he bleeds for 20 minutes. Okay, we want you to have platelet activity. That's why you have, I mean there's only so much we want to do. Okay, somebody could say, well, just, you know, just go in and vacuum out, you know, all the you still have to be alive, okay? So I wouldn't overdo it with the aspirin. But some doctors will give 325 milligram aspirin. So I would say talk to your doctor about this. But it was a very, very good study. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Another study has come out that signs of sudden cardiac death usually are preceded maybe even weeks before with some symptoms. Now, when my dad died, suddenly, that's what, you know, we had heard. We heard, you know, he just dropped dead. He just died. He was sick until the day he died. And many people will say, nothing happened. All he did was drop dead of a heart attack. Well, then what happens is you go back, and you go, well, wait a second. Wasn't he a little faint a few weeks before? You know, then you play Monday morning quarterback, and you go back, and you look, wait a second, all right? You know, they were having some shortness of breath, etc. We are finding out that most people who drop dead from a heart attack actually had some sort of symptom in the preceding month. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, Dolly. I mean, we all get a little short of breath. We all get some chest pain. We all get a little faint. Well, no, we don't. It's not natural to get chest pain. Yeah, I can understand lifting something, all right, but look at Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell helped somebody out of a car, and she felt a strain that night. Doctor said she had a mild heart attack. So you cannot ignore anything as this is just normal. Or if it goes away, you're fine. That's the big mistake a lot of us make. We go, you want to know what? If the sore throat goes away, that's not cancer. Okay, well, that's a good point. You know, I mean, but if the sore throat continues to keep coming back and keep coming back, you got to get that looked at. Same thing with chest pain. You know, yeah, every now and then I do get some chest pain, but it goes away. Well, you know, that maybe it's because you are having some issues. You do have a clogged artery. You do have some vasospasm or some angina. So some 360,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests occur in the United States, largely involving middle-aged men, but only 9.5% survive, whether they have CPR, defibrillator, etc. So researchers decided to go back and look at the records of men 35 to 65 after they had out-of-the-hospital heart attacks. In addition, paramedics reaching the scene of the fatal attacks asked family members what signs and symptoms the patient may have had in the preceding weeks. Okay, 53%, they said, has symptoms beforehand. And I'm going to say it's higher because a lot of people don't realize that was a symptom. 56% had chest pain at some point, 13% had shortness of breath, 4% had dizziness, fainting, palpitations. Fainting, 4%. My father had apparently, it came out later that he had a fainting episode. If I had known that, I would have flown to Kansas. I would have dragged his butt by his prostate into the doctor's office. But no, I come from a family where nobody talks about medical issues. They definitely don't talk about the kids, not the girl kid. The daughter is the stupid one. Why would I talk to the daughter? And that's how I was in the family. You don't talk to her. You don't talk to me. You don't talk to the sons, maybe. But guys, they don't talk about health issues. They're guys. So we have one of those very stubborn, chauvinistic type families that, you know, where there's just no communication at all. I come to find out my dad had a fainting spell weeks before he dropped dead. That is ridiculous. I'm livid. I am livid. But you want to know what? That's the way he wanted to live. He didn't want a bunch of people poking and prodding at him. So, I mean, would he really have agreed to the cardiac stent? No, he wouldn't have agreed, but I would have forced it. I don't care. A little girl, my butt. All right. Anyway, don't blow off these signs. Don't blow off shortness of breath or dizziness or some abnormal sweating. When in doubt, check it out. And if you don't know if you're in doubt, just assume you're in doubt. All right, guys, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.